This is Things to Live For. Here's Rick.
Welcome to the 2-Minute Show that focuses on the tiny positive things in life. That was Faith, and this is Rick, and you're on Things to Live For. We all do different things to relax at the end of a long, exhausting day. You might like to sit on the sofa watching TV or listening to music. You may be the type that enjoys a nice long bath. Perhaps a tall glass of your favorite drink does the trick for you. I think one thing that we can all agree helps us to wind down is the simple act of taking off our shoes. No matter how comfortable your footwear is, even if you're wearing the most expensive, heavily padded sneakers with the latest technology, when you remove them from your feet after a whole day of walking around, you can't help but breathe a long sigh of relief. It's almost like a switch that tells your body, "Okay, now we can start to relax." Massaging or soaking them takes it to the next level, but there's nothing like that initial feeling of relief. Sometimes I can't wait to get home to kick my shoes off. So once I'm in the car alone, those babies are off. Thankfully, foot odor is not a problem I suffer. If I did, I might bear with it just to let my feet relax. I imagine that women get a similar feeling when releasing a tight bra at the end of the day. I'll have to ask Faith about that one. After an entire day of running around, it seems like the stress that's accumulated in our throbbing feet is somehow all released when we take off our shoes. Thanks for clicking into our mini program. I'd like to say hi to our new listeners in Germany and Ireland. We've seen a jump in streams over there, and we hope you enjoy our little show. For more episodes, please do swing by our website. Here comes Faith with the details. Rick here saying, have a blessed day.
For more of the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstolivefor.com. That's Things, the number 2, livefor.com.